The members of the band Far East Movement began performing in the parking lots and nightclubs of L.A.'s Koreatown. And in an L.A. twist, Latinos were one of the first communities to support the all-Asian American group. Corey Takahashi reports on the blueprint for this new kind of crossover.
Far East Movement is a group that had to come from Southern California, but not in a Beach Boys sort of way. Popping bottles in the ice. Their turf is less about sand and surf than the dizzying mix of a new urban America. James Rowe, whose rapper name is Progress, grew up in an international L.A.
I mean, Koreatown is pretty much an ethnic enclave with, like, you know, a lot of Korean people, but at the same time, it's mostly Latino.
In Koreatown, different ethnic communities are often parallel worlds, even when they're on the same block. But Far East Movement has as much of a Latino influence as an Asian one. They got their first local radio hit in collaboration with Latino performers.
One of our first songs that we actually had on the radio was featuring like two of the top Latin rappers out there. All you need to know is
you got a friend. Member Jay Spliff, whose real name is Jay Chung, says they built a fan base at lowrider car shows.
We were doing a lot of lowrider shows, so they kind of embraced us with open arms. So yeah, you say, hey, we love y'all right back.
This is a big change from the LA music scene in the 1990s, when Koreatown was literally on fire during the riots, and hip-hop was heavy with racial polemics. But Far East Movement's Los Angeles has always been a mix, and they've been parlaying their remix subculture far beyond LA. Here's Far East Movement at a club in the agricultural town of Bakersfield, California.
Bakersfield, who knew? Because we were here 3 years ago and there was nobody in the crowd. And today they're rocking out, singing our song. It's great.
Progress says their popularity owes a lot to a high-energy sound that fuses hip-hop with clubby and electronic styles of music. And Jay Spliff says grassroots interaction has been as important as the music itself. They've made social networking, online and in person, an ethos of their upcoming major label debut. The title is Free Wired.
We always stay wired, you know what I mean? Whether it be staying up all night, and after the clubs at 3 a.m., we'll go on to an internet chat, and we'll keep in touch.
A fan named Dara Goldston says she's enjoyed those chats.
Social media-wise, there are so many things that they're involved with, it's crazy.
Progress says social media has erased potential barriers for this rare, all-Asian American music act.
Kids these days, they know you more by your Facebook name more than they know about you. I don't think that there's a really like crossing ethnic barriers anymore. The kids don't care. It's all about a lifestyle that comes up together, and that's kind of what we want to show.
Far East Movement has started taking that mindset and the party that goes with it from L.A. to the world. For NPR News, I'm Corey Takahashi. Yeah, you can't do it like me. Break it down to the ABCs. Bad to the bone, grab the phone. I'm a smooth criminal, you are not alone. It don't matter if you're black or white. Everybody get down when I'm on the mic. And the party don't stop till you get enough. Cause the Far East Movement is dangerous. Dance like Michael Jackson. Dance like Michael Jackson. Dance like Michael Jackson. Dance like Michael Jackson.
Dance like Michael Jackson. This is NPR.